Well, here we are, good friends. It's round two of a 7-day series. If you're going to listen to all 7 episodes, then I will quite literally just fucking bring you on the show and interview you or do whatever you want, man. That would be an honor. If you did listen to all 7 in a row, day by day, you are a JA favorite. I mean, I don't expect people to do that by no means, but if my content, my message, and my words resonate with you that much, first of all, I'd like to know that you're a fucking listener. Don't hide. And second of all, man, respect that that you feel that way, because, I mean, ideally, that'd be awesome, right? Engagement, consistency. But, you know, I know life can get tricky with stuff like that. So it is a lot, you know, 7 days in a row, started Monday, it'll end on Sunday, 7 different topics from 7 different guests. But hey, even if you get 6 or 5 or 4 or 3 in 1 week, I think that's pretty awesome. So I want to say thank you no matter where you're at, no matter if you missed the first one or whatever it is. All of these questions and topics are unique. Because they're coming at different times and from different people, but they're all sort of pertaining to my brand. And today's question, and it was a response on hey guys, give me topics, give me feedback. Someone wrote, and I know who it was, my dear friend, a fellow coach, a female actually, bodybuilder herself, said the use of PEDs with online influencers. Now, if you don't think it relates to you, you know, I always got a way of sort of turning it so that it does relate to you, because all things are ultimately connected, my good friends. My good friends, pretending and holding on to your own perceptions, you know. But, you know, I didn't know what a PED was. And I was like, I mean, the only time I use the word PED is when I say pedophilia. You know, I don't really know what a PED is. And she's like, the use of PEDs. And I was like, what's the use of PEDs with online influencers? And then I wrote her back. And then I was dumbfounded to know, and I should have known that word, that PED is an acronym, and it stands for performance-enhancing drugs, a.k.a. steroids, or, you know, even down to the roots of, surgery, or perhaps uplifting the booty, or enlarging the breast. This is, you know, or maybe it's a spot fat reduction within a certain area or something along these lines. And I was like, wow, that's useful in our world for all people, but within online influencers, I mean, that's a specific niche, wouldn't you say? I mean, that's a very specific question, and me and her are both micro online influencers. And I say micro meaning we don't have large communities, right? We're smaller, but this is our craft and we're consistent at it. And I'd say for her and for me, I know we both don't use any PEDs, but we're surrounded within an industry of people that often do, you know. And so I want to say as an intro to this episode, when you and I, and I'm taking that everyone on this, you know, podcast listening is probably, you know, over 21 years old, right? Let's just assume that. I've looked at my audience statistics, and there's a very low ratio of people that are 18 and older. So 21, you know, most people here, I'm talking 70% are 30 and over, right? There is some people in their 20s and stuff, and shout out to you guys. But most of us grew up with the understanding at a very young middle school age that steroids, and we'll just use the word steroids when we talk about PEDs for right now, are bad. No, that's so wrong. Who the fuck? We always had these jokes your balls are going to shrink, you know that one? Or I don't know, you're going to lose your hair. And then I always made that joke on people. And then I'm bald. It's funny how life works. I personally have never taken steroids, guys. I mean, I'm not really that big. I mean, you wouldn't know, right? But, you know, I'll open up and say one time, I don't think I've ever shared this with you guys. You'd be intrigued to know that I was while I was still because I played soccer and then I stopped soccer and then I got into coaching. And then during COVID, I got into fitness. I've shared that story. But like from, we'll call it 21 to 31, it was like my soccer coaching years. And I was always like, sort of like, I just wasn't like a really fat guy, but I definitely wasn't ripped. And I definitely wasn't like, you would see me and be like, that guy works out often. You'd be like, yeah, he's not a fat guy. He's just like a normal guy. He used to play soccer, like he's coaching kids and gained some weight, but he doesn't look that bad. You know, like, yeah, that's a cool guy right there. Yeah, yeah, let's go have some drinks. You know, like that guy, like that was me, you know. And I still have that vibe sometimes, but my body looks different. But anyways, I would like go through these phases where I'd want to like lose fat, you know, and just like, I'm going to get ripped, bro. I was like 24, you know, summer 17, like, let's do this shit. And I don't know what happened, but I started going to this gym, and it was like one of those bodybuilding gyms in Miami. I started going consistently, and then you know how I am. I started making friends with people, starting like building my community at the place. And like, I wasn't like a, you know, again, like I didn't look the part, but I was just like cool with everybody. And then I guess they had like a supplement store there, and I would buy my protein there. And then there was always like this big guy at the front desk. I forgot his name, but you know, we'd always clap it up. And I mean, the guy was massive. He looked like a boulder with like skin on him, you know, just one of those guys. And his name was Weber. His name was Weber. What about that for a name? Like, what was your dad drinking when he was like, call him Weber? He's going to be a Weber. there was a back door, I remember, behind the supplement. Like, and they would always walk in and out of it. And I was like, it's just like, whatever. But they evidently had like another place where they sold like quote unquote illegal things. And this was like, you know, I might have been, you know, 14 years ago, some shit like that. 15 years ago. Things change a lot in a decade. But, you know, they were all professionals and stuff, but they were selling like different products back there. And I would see guys go in there, and I looking back, I knew that they were probably getting the shot, you know, like they were getting injected or whatnot. And it was just like one of those badass gyms, but you didn't know like some of the shit that was going on there. And when you would call, like I would call Weber, and I'd be like, hey bro, you got the protein? Like, you know, you got that whey protein, that chocolate, you got that animal pack, you know, I'd say like some shit like that. And when he would pick up the phone, right, because we had a landline, he would always like, because the supplement store was called Huge Supplements. That was the name of the store within the gym. And every time Weber would pick up the phone, this is the way he would answer. It would ring and he would go, Huge! How fucking awkward and funny is that? Every time you'd call, this massive boulder with skin on it, just sitting there at the front desk with two shoulders, always eating chicken and rice, he would just pick up the phone with one hand and go, Huge! And that was the greeting for the supplement store within the gym. So Weber was really cool, and we'd always say hi to one another. And he's like, man, let me just ask you out of curiosity, what are your goals? You know, I see you coming in here a lot. And I was like, Weebs. I just call him Weebs, you know. And I was like, dude, I just want to have a six-pack, bro. You know, I just want to have some abs. And I'll never forget. He's like, let me introduce you to my boy. And I'm thinking like, ooh, like maybe they got a product for me. And I knew steroids were bad, but I didn't even know steroids were an injection. And this guy walks out who's like hella lean, you know. I mean, these guys were all older than me, you know. They're like probably in their upper 30s, like my age now when I was like 21. So when you're that age and somebody's like jacked, you're like, yeah, yeah, just listen to what they say, you know. And he's like, dude, there's this product called Clenbuterol. And I was like, what the fuck is Clenbuterol? It sounds like something I failed in seventh grade. And he's like, yeah, like it'll help you with your fat loss. And I looked it up like years later, and I wouldn't necessarily say it's a steroid, you know, but it is like it's a PED, you know. I guess I did take a PED. I guess what it does is it helps, you know, take away fat from your body, and it's a pill. So for me, you know, I didn't really know what I was doing at the time. I just took that shit like Tylenol, you know? And if anything, it really motivated me because he's like, look, like you're going to have energy and like you're going to want to work out more. It's, you know, and you're just going to shred that fat. And back then, you know, to give somebody $140 for a box of what looked like some fucking Pepto-Bismol pills, you know, it was a big deal. I remember saving for it. I got my coach's, you know, check, and I put some aside, and you know, I was rather pumped up, guys. And I went through the whole batch. I don't even know if it worked. I think I told myself it did, but I'll get to the core message, guys. But I hope you're enjoying this story. But I remember one night, one of the effects of clenbuterol was like you would get like ridiculous cramps in your body if it had that adverse effect. And that was what Weebs told me. He's like, you might get a cramp or two. But I remember one night, like, because I would drink extra water just because I was scared of any of that shit. But I remember both calves in the middle of the night, I woke up just locked, just like the cramp of all cramps. It was like little golf balls in my calf. And I couldn't move. And I was like, Clen fucking Buterol. But yeah, that was my experience with PEDs. And I think I took something around that time called Turanabol. And that was also like a muscle thing that another friend of Weber gave me. That's a different story. And that was supposedly like for muscle gain. And both of those are like illegal, but back then I think they were still illegal, but we had better access to them. I'm telling you all these, you know, stories and telling you the behind the scenes or whatnot. I mean, these were pills. I never did injections. I think injections are the more serious type of PEDs, but I'm telling you all this because the line and the understanding and the arena of this topic is so blurry, you know? It really is, and it's not like a thing like, you killed somebody or you didn't. Like, because you have these PEDs, you have injections, you have pills, and then you have, like, growth hormones, and then you have stuff that's legalized and stuff that's not legalized by other people and different companies that support things that don't support things. And then you have people who are really well respected and they take like testosterone, and what is that about? Like, is that okay? Can I do that? And then some other kid that's not growing properly gets to take some shit that makes him stronger, and that's not fair, but yet he needs it. But like, you know what I'm saying? And it's just this very gray line of like, you know, what do I think about it? What do you think about it? And it becomes something that's very personal. And I want to say that that would be my biggest response to this is it's hard to say that it's wrong for all people. And at the end of the day, when I take it apart, this yellow onion of a topic, it ultimately becomes something that's personal that you choose. And it's only going to be right or wrong in your eyes, you know? The thing with performance-enhancing drugs is it's quite the same to me as a woman enlarging her breasts or even her lips or butt, or somebody getting surgery to take off, you know, the whole sleeve thing where they lose like 100 pounds overnight. You know, it's not that different, guys. The only argument is that one might be affecting your organs or something like that, but at the root of it, it's visual enhancement of what we're doing, okay? It's the same way that something can destroy your liver. It can happen with some alcohol that you're doing, and that person isn't doing any PEDs, right? So the whole, like, what it does to your body, to me, is irrelevant. Is what's the bigger picture, and what we're after is the image reconstruction. And I think that becomes something that's very personal for people and what they want to do. Now, if you're responsible for children or whatnot, then it's your responsibility, right, over them. But if you're over, you know, 18, 21, it's just so personal, and it's hard to say that it's either right or wrong if you want to do it. It becomes a matter of preference and price range, right? Because different products will give you, and different price ranges will give you different effects. I'll say specific to the question in the realm of online influencers, which is my domain. I know that guys who are very muscular and very look very good get a lot of attention in an intention-based economy, right? That's programmed to catch eyeballs within seconds. So why the fuck would somebody find someone that isn't that big and lean versus somebody who's like really popping out with veins if the customer wants to grow muscle? Yet they both offer the same product and can help the person, but one would get more attention because of his visual gifts. Whether he enhanced them or not is irrelevant to a sale being made. And people don't come in and ask an influencer, hey, do you do steroids? Like, who the fuck would ask that to somebody? Like, that has nothing to do with it. The only people get to ask that are like people that are very close to the man or the woman. So does it help you? Absolutely. Like, even if, again, I'm not talking about what it'll do later in life. Like, we're talking about right now and making money the next 10 years and keeping your business afloat. Like, what'll happen to you at 60 really doesn't matter right now. Like, if we're just being honest about the market and making money and whatever. Like, I made, let's say, $100,000 more this year, but I'm gonna die 1 year earlier than you. Okay. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that type of argument is how I'm painting this. Like, it's really irrelevant from the health perspective. We're talking about business. And I think the only reason people would want to do that is for their image currently. They're not thinking about the future and what it could potentially even do to their body. Some things, like, say nothing happens, right? So with this topic, guys, I want to say that it's a preference along with any other enhancement to the body. And I don't frown on anyone that does it. Seriously, if you take steroids, like, that's you, bro. Like, that's what you decided. Personally, me, I'm at a place where I don't want to do it. But I am tempted, and I'm open to say that maybe in a few years I'll try it, you know? And I don't know if you're some of you are like, no, how could you ever do that? I don't know. Like, maybe I want to grow more. And I'm like, man, I'm training so hard and I just want to hit this appearance, this image, and I do it. And then, yeah, I would never go out and say, like, I'm going to do it. It would be something that I do secretly and just reap the benefits of it in public. And if someone asked me, of course, I'd tell them. But it's definitely not something that I want to do right now. And I'm not even saying that in the future I'll do it. But I can see the path to doing it, because of how much it could help you in your business, as far as image, as far as new customers, as far as growing a following, visual aesthetics, looking better, right? I mean, all of these things are very, very important if your job is to be on Instagram and Facebook. I mean, maybe you don't understand that, but it's just an extreme image-based economy. I'm not at that place. Like, I love being natural. And I'm working out as much as I can. And I think there is a lot of people who appreciate that more than somebody who's like musculated out. So that's where I'm at. Like, I don't want to change. But all I'm saying is, like, I can see the path. And I can see myself maybe one day. I'm not saying, because I don't want to come on here and say, like, I'll never do that. You know, and then, I don't know, 9.5 years later, I'm on the back of your whey protein bottle with my undies, you know, like. I don't know. I hold a lot of things open, so you know. So don't take it personal or like, Jay's a sellout, motherfucker. He's gonna take steroids. Like, that's not what I'm saying. Like, I'm just like, I'm actually like not wanting to do it, but I can see the route, guys. I can see the route. I can see how it makes a lot of sense. And if you had the money to take something that you knew wouldn't affect your health later on in life, but you knew that it would increase the revenue of your business while at the same time making you look better, wouldn't you take it? Right? So what if I told you that in 37 years, it would be normalized and that it would be something that a lot of people take? What would you think then? You know, we don't know. We don't know. So it's important to hold things loosely And, you know, you got to come at me with all these new studies. Because, again, I'm not interested in taking it. And that's not what I'm saying. I'm not in support or out of support with it. I think it's preference for the user. And I think that's the best way to understand these PEDs and anything that is enhancing. I personally don't want a girl that's had her boobs and her butt done. But that's me. But some guys don't mind that. Sometimes it looks better. Some of the women that you might think are beautiful have had a lot of work on them. Some of the guys that you think are really attractive have had a lot of work on them. How come some people can like put hair on their head and like go through that procedure? Would you judge me? I'm bald. Would you judge me if I put hair on my head? What if I was really self-conscious about being bald and I decided to put hair on my head? Would you judge me? You would almost feel wrong for doing that. Like, no, he wants to look better. He wants to enhance his look. But don't you understand what could happen to him later in life? Like, how's that going to look at 98? You would be like, no, like, Jay wants to have hair on his head. Like, so I know you would. I know nobody's going to be like, stay bald, motherfucker. Right? But personally, me, I like being bald. I fucking rep it. I would not want hair, you know? But some guys aren't like that. And you can't judge them because you're not bald. Right? So you don't know what it's like. So some guys want muscle. Some ladies want a booty. Some ladies want better lips or, you know. Where do you draw the line? What about a woman who dyes their hair? You know, where do you draw the line? What about a guy who gets a mole removed from his left shoulder? Where do you draw the line? You know? So again, guys, it's preference. And that's my response to this question. And I hope that no matter who you are as a listener, that you learned something today. You know, this is a different type of message because it was a different question. But I hope that you learned something today about PEDs and a little bit about the online influencer world and steroids and my boy Weber and the whole fam. I'm wishing you a great day, guys. Go out and get yourself a pack of steroids. Nah, just go out and have grace on people, man. Have grace on people. And no matter who they are, no matter what they've done, I think our world needs more grace on each other. Truly, truly, less judgment, more grace. That you'd be happy for when others found joy. You know, no matter what would come after. That everyone is walking their path, guys, and so are you. You are one of those everyone. You are on your path. So, all right, my friends. Till the next one, which is tomorrow. Have a great day.